Were you recording that?
I was testing your levels. Sweet. That's imperative when doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you sound like crap.
It's going to happen regardless, Leon.
That's very true. We don't get paid for this.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are in the his heels.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
Callahan. Don't need a 20 on Callahan.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
But it's oh so fun. Welcome inside episode 19, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon for this February 2nd, 2011. The year of our Lord, 2011, Michael. That's my new shtick. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, that seems to be your little thing going on. you like it? Go for it. We should mention to the audience, because this is a first for this show.
Yeah.
You and I are on opposite sides of the studio for the first time ever in Outside the Box history. We decided to move from side. Well, you have the controls now because we've added our fancy schmancy open. And now I am kind of just chilling on the side, and I like it over here.
Well, that, you know, after I've had as many beers as I've had, I like to have my hands on controls and operate heavy machinery and things that
were
are.
Were you drinking earlier?
Well, you never know.
You've been at work the whole time. Have you been boozing?
Well, I'm drinking cheer wine, and it has wine in the wording. So maybe there's some sort
just
of.
Just tell everybody at work that you are boozing. Now, that could get you fired.
Yeah,
so I don't want you doing that.
Boozing at work.
We have new listeners from work.
Well, we
and
do.
It kind of caught you and I off guard a little bit, I would say.
Yes, and once again, you didn't say your name. You're Michael Biseglia.
No,
you're easily forgettable.
I'm not easily forgettable. I'm unforgettable in every way.
Nat King Cole?
Huh? That's why, Leon.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's funny. We've had a couple of colleagues come up to us and comment on the show, said they enjoyed it. And we had one lady come up, and, you know, nice sweet lady that works with us, and she goes, I heard your podcast. And I immediately go, oh my God, I'm sorry for whatever you heard that offended you. And she goes, no, I loved it. That was funny, you know. But no, it's interesting to see people within the building now starting to catch on. Where have you been, folks?
Well,
starting to catch
on
to
the
fire.
It's
once
riding.
Once this train gets rolling, you got to hop on early. There's no late ticketing here on Outside the Box.
You're wrong. You can join whenever you'd like.
Honestly,
bring them all on, baby. Throw them on the train.
No,
we don't do that kind of stuff.
It's always good to have new listeners. Picked up last podcast, Mike. We had 3 listeners in jolly old England.
That's not bad.
Tuned into Outside the
you
Box.
Know anybody over there?
I do not.
Because some of your cousins from there?
Well, Oliver, surname Oliver is of English descent.
That's what I thought. I thought you were English.
Yeah.
He has an English vibe going on. Hey, by the way, the woman you're talking about that listened to our show, I brought it up to her today as well. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry you had to listen to our crap. And she goes, no, it was good. But boy, Leon talks differently on the show than he does at the workplace.
Yeah, there's a difference. I can't get fired for saying son of a bitch here. But if I say son of a bitch, goddammit, or fuck on the air there, I get fired. Here,
is it in your head now, every time you curse, that certain people are listening to this, and that does that almost creep in the back of your mind when you're going about your show?
No, because, you know, one day, Mike, when this show goes to XM Radio, and we can say whatever we want, I can say, you know what? I started off saying whatever I wanted then, and I'm still saying whatever I want now. So until we get to XM or whatever, I'm just going
to
say what I want.
We're going to get
there's
to
no FCC regulating us.
And hopefully one day. That'd be cool, though, because that means we're on a real radio. But we're going to get to what we're going to talk about a little bit later about your engagement weekend. We talked about how you got engaged in our last podcast, but you've been to some of these shows now.
I've gone through hell and back.
You're going to get into that. I'm very excited for this.
Jesus.
But before we did that, we do have to announce all the Facebook and the Twitter stuff because you got to get that out there. But we are in a developing stages to add another character to Outside the Box. Just called before. My boy Adam, who we talked with a few weeks back, and we're going to get into more of his love life and, you know, the sexy things he's doing with women. But before we get there, we were talking about, you know, every radio show needs an intern.
Yes, that's very true.
And we are in the process of finding an intern. Now, I was going to say we could, you know, solicit it out on Facebook, but I think I know the intern we want. This guy is... Well, he would just fit our mold perfectly.
We need someone that's dumb enough, A, to intern for free.
Right.
That's bad enough, B, to intern for a podcast,
yes,
not a terrestrial radio show. And C, well, this is frankly just dumb, so they'll be on our level. We think that we might have the individual in our sights. We're not going to release any names yet because it's still open out there. We're still searching
and
around.
And when we have him on, don't repeat what you just heard right there.
He's
what do you mean?
He's a good egg.
He's
He'll
good
be
person.
Okay. He'll be all right.
Well, I just think this guy would be perfect as our intern for Outside the Box. And I like your idea of having him just do stupid shit.
This is a multifaceted operation here, Michael. We need interns. We need secretaries. God damn it. We need someone to bring us cocoa in here.
Do you put on your resume, I was the intern for Outside the Box? Do you even say that?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, that's the point. I do know who you are. You're Leon.
This name carries some weight, Michael.
You carry weight.
That's very true.
Your name doesn't.
I carry it nicely.
Yeah, you do. You're carrying it well.
When a prospective employer for CBS, Clear Channel, whatever it may be, when they see, intern for Outside the Box, when Leon Oliver and Mike say, let Leon Oliver, I got to get this kid in here. That's who you're dealing with on this side of the board.
This would be his interview. Okay, excuse me, XYZ, his name. What did you do for Outside the Box? Well, I got Leon beer, and I shined his shoes, and they made me do stupid stuff, and I would run into walls. I mean, what else would the kid say?
What is this, bum fights? Jackass who's going to run people in the walls?
Well, what are you going to make the kid do?
Fight homeless people in the streets or something?
We got one in our building, so we don't need to worry about that.
That's very true. I saw him without shoes the other day. It was very weird.
Yeah? Get those toenails.
Very disgusting.
Announce the Facebook and the Twitter.
Yeah, well, you can check us out online, of course, on Facebook.com. For those of you that don't have it, you should have it. Everyone else has it. Don't you want to be cool, like the cool kids? Get Facebook.
Well, if you don't have Facebook, you probably don't have the internet.
If you don't have Facebook, you're probably dead.
You know what I'm sick of?
What?
I'm sick and tired of people that are like, I'm too good for Facebook, and I'm just going to get off Facebook.
Fuck them.
Because, it's a waste of my time. It's Facebook. Be on Facebook. No one's saying that you got to go on there and post every 12 seconds.
Well, I'm going to get into that in a second.
But be on Facebook. Who the hell's not on Facebook?
I'm going to get into that in a second. You can check us out on Facebook. Just search for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. There's a nice caricature of us on there. It's a great logo. You can check us out there. Also on Twitter at OTB Podcast. You can sign up, follow us, interact with the show, send us messages. You can also check out our new brand spanking new website, OTBpodcast.com. Also, you can email the show. Now, I got to apologize.
What is our email?
I got to apologize.
Do you know our email?
So the last show.
We gave out an incorrect email, didn't we?
So the last show, me and all my infinite wisdom, I'm a busy guy, and this is why I need an intern.
Yeah, you could be my intern.
So I go, email the show, otbpodcast.com. I'm drunk. otbpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm going to come in here tomorrow, and you're not going to be here.
So otbpodcast@gmail.com. That's what I said. Well, I realized, oh, crap, I didn't actually go and set this email up.
Problem.
Went back to go and set it up this weekend and noticed, it's already taken.
Funny story about that. So Wendy Edwards, who designed our website, helped create a podcast for her on sevillepodcast.com. So she's now on there. And she emailed me some information for her podcast. She emailed that email. So now somebody has, her personal information.
I think that's another Outside the Box podcast somewhere, and I think it's a rabbi that does it, actually, Michael.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I hope he's not getting the hate mail that's coming to this podcast. That's bad times for that guy.
Merchandise
as well.
Get your Outside the Box yarmulkes. Oh, my God. Why have I not thought of that?
We can get a nice dreidel and put up on that.
That's too much. That's just inappropriate.
We can get some Outside the Box holy water, too. We can defend everyone.
You want to do Outside the Box religious merchandise?
Dazzle
have that?
I don't know, but we can make something, I'm sure. What do Muslims have?
I don't know. You're making me. I don't know.
Pita bread.
Pita bread. What are you talking about?
Pita bread or something. I don't know.
Outside the box, pita and hummus. Listen to you.
Outside the box, Gandhi, Vishnu, whatever. We can put the logo on it for you.
Okay.
Folks.
Well, whatever your religion is, how about you interact with us? Maybe put this on our page. We've done no blog stuff or anything yet on OTB.
We're building. We're rolling downhill.
With your religion, and all religions are welcome on Outside the Box.
You're starting a holy war, Michael.
Well, whatever. It's Outside the Box. do what you want. It's not, it could be in Egypt or something. But I'm just saying, email us, Facebook us, Twitter us, come to the radio station and jump on Leon's back. what's your religion, and put it in outside the box merchandise, or maybe just buy the T-shirt.
We did have one T-shirt. We did have a request for an outside the box home brewery kit.
That's smart.
Like making your own beer at home.
That was Adam.
Yeah. If I can figure that out, I'm going to make that happen. If I can't, we might have the illegal underground outside the box moonshiners kit.
Ooh.
Go out in the woods and make you a still.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's good stuff there.
Now, should we try to call Adam a little bit later?
Yeah, we'll try to connect with him.
If we miss it.
Get the latest on his dating interactions and stuff. But you, real quick, I want to touch on something. You were talking about Facebook.
Yeah,
people,
man.
People there are too good.
Yeah, it's like the opposite. Facebook. You have the two ends of the spectrum. You have the over Facebook user that every 5 minutes is posting that, you know, they went to the bathroom and pooped. Okay, cool. Congratulations. But then you have people that are on the other end of the spectrum. I can't be on Facebook. I'm too good for that. Yeah. People waste their time. Blah, blah, blah. It seems a little pretentious to me.
We're very pro-Facebook here on Outside the Box. You know,
because our budget is zero. We have no other options.
Our motto is waste your boss's time and money, and Facebook is a great way to do that.
Oh, it's the number one. What is it? YouTube, Facebook.
I'm sure in the hierarchy of like most visited sites online, it's probably like 1 million and something, because the first like 999,000 are probably porn. And then comes Facebook.
I'm saying it work.
Okay. There are some people. What was the whole thing? The Department of Defense a few months ago, they had a whole bunch of people going through there looking at the pornography at work.
Oh, boy. Yeah, rusty.
Yeah,
rusty. We need to get a rusty sounder. Hook that up, brother.
They're doing all sorts of bad stuff on that internet.
I got to get on that internet. I'm late on everything.
Look at you with the sound. Yeah, Coming prepared.
Well, so anyway, you know, I'm thinking about
this. The big bear's in the house today.
Do you notice that the same people that, you know, are, oh, I don't get on Facebook, that's not good to my, or the same people that, like, don't have television and they brag to you about how they don't watch TV?
I fucking hate
those people. They are worthless human beings. I'm sorry. they sit there and go, oh, I don't have television. I don't watch TV. And then 20 minutes later, they go, oh, yeah, I was on Hulu and I was watching Basketball Wives. Fuck you. That's what I say to you. You're a hypocrite. Everyone watches TV. You act like you're some great moral crusader. You act like you're Joan of Arc or something because you don't watch television. Boo, freaking who? You read a book. Big deal.
You know what I say, Leon? Print is dead.
Print is dead. So where do you get your news? What do you go online? Well, you watch the news online. Guess what? You're watching a TV that's on your computer. Same thing. If you watch CNN newscast online, it's the same as watching it on TV.
Now, I don't think I'm quite as angry as you. No.
I just don't like them.
I don't understand how you could possibly not want to watch TV. I find it entertaining. One, because it's a good way to get your sports. It's an excellent way to watch your sports. It's a good way to get sports as well. You know, recaps in ESPN. And SportsCenter has become a lot of bullshit. But, of course, I still watch SportsCenter in the morning because there's nothing really else to watch.
You don't want your daily LeBron James update about how he dunked in practice?
Whatever.
What color his boxers were?
I know ESPN's a lot of crap now. But I'm saying you put it on in the morning. And then, of course, at night, like unwinding and watching TV. I don't understand people that aren't into it. It's peculiar. It's something that's deeper, Leon, than simply just being against pretty colors on a screen. It's something deeper. There's a sense of I'm better than you.
It's really triggering your mojo. Elitism, and in this city, it's the Charlottesville elitism.
How about if you're poor?
If you're poor, you don't have TVs because you're poor, Michael.
Is that okay though? How about if I went up to somebody and you started this whole rant, and they called and said, I don't have the money for a TV.
Well, then you know what? That's a good thing. Well, if it comes down to, should I pay for a television or should I pay for a Salisbury steak TV dinner? You probably should go with the Salisbury steak TV dinner.
Those things.
You need to live.
Those things. You know what we need to do one day is get the ingredients or the whatever the hell is in the Salisbury steak TV dinners and then multiply it by 7 and figure out exactly the intake that this one human being is putting on their body.
Callahan.
No names needed, but I think it's
Callahan.
Pretty obvious.
He consumes Salisbury steaks and 2-liter bottles of Pepsi every day. How is he alive?
How is he alive?
He is
64, by the way.
65.
64.
I thought four.
Oh, well, like
either way,
song.
He is a miracle of modern science. To eat that bad and to still be alive, to live that long.
Well, he's doing something right.
I think it's cocaine.
It's cocaine.
I really do. I think all the sodas and stuff would have eventually like slowed his heart down, maybe he would have died. But it's the coke that's got it rapidly beating.
I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier in the internet surfing of sites. It keeps him going.
Speaking of internet surfing and sites and stuff, have you heard about what Tracy Morgan said about Sarah Palin?
Have I? Oh, that's what we wanted to talk about was the other issue.
Have you heard about that?
Tracy Morgan. Of course, you showed it to me.
Okay, well, for those who
you
haven't.
Have the audio?
Yes, for those who haven't.
I'm sorry to jump the gun here and interrupt you, but this to me is live television and why it's just live TV and live radio are the best.
Without a doubt. If you haven't heard it, this is Tracy Morgan during a TNT basketball. I can't remember if it's pregame or halftime, but he's with Charles Barkley and the rest of the guys on the TNT set.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, baby. I love this game.
Here you go.
I got it. Wait, no. You know what? Why are you thinking that? Because wait, before you start, Tracy, serious. Me and him have this argument all the time. You right. Can settle it. He's the only one who can settle it. Shoot. Tina Fey or Sarah Palin?
He can't get fired now.
No, yeah, I'm just telling you.
It's Tina. Let me ask you one question. Sarah Palin's good looking, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Tina Fey's good looking.
Yo, let me tell you something about Sarah Palin, man. She's good masturbation material.
Oh!
The glasses and all of that. Great masturbation material.
Hey. Want to thank Tracy Morgan for stopping by.
I love the end when Ernie goes, I want to thank Tracy Morgan for stopping by. Tracy Morgan is the same person on TV that he is in real life.
He's real, and I guess that's what people like about
him. He's crazy.
He'll say whatever comes to mind. He's kind of like a less funny, less poor, fatter David Alan Greer, I guess. Am I making that comparison just because they're black?
Who's David Alan Greer?
He was on Living Color. He was...
I'm sure I would know the face.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, look, there's things that you can say, and then there's things that you can't say.
You can't say that on live TV, he doesn't give a shit. What does he care? Is that the funniest thing you've heard in a long time?
No, that's hilarious. When I first heard it, I about fell out on the floor laughing. It was just absolutely unreal. That being said, now, Michael, I'm not going down that road talking about Sarah Palin, but politics aside, I know you aren't exactly down with her political thought process.
I just think she's a dumbass, but I'm not going to go there.
You would agree she's a rather attractive woman.
Oh, she's a very pretty lady. I think she is a pretty woman, yeah. And they bring up the topic where they compare her to
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, because the Tina Fey impression is just... spot on. I think the difference between Sarah Palin and the Tina Fey is Tina Fey, you know, she's cute, she's bubbly, she's doing her impression. But I think Sarah Palin's got that that pizzang.
The pizzang?
She's got the pizzang.
Is it like some sort of Italian sexual reference?
I don't know. I just made the word up. It's your pizzang moment of the day.
It's the pizzang.
I mean, she's not. I don't know what I'm saying. She's not like, oh, it's this beauty of the world, but. I think her power in that sense, but she's a dumbass. And maybe it's a combo.
Well, I'm, you know, obviously I think I'm a little bit more in line with her political views. Not all the way than you are, but I mean, I have more in common with what her political thought process.
Yeah, you both have boobs.
Shut up. Okay. Than you. But, no, I think, you know, she's a really attractive woman, as is Tina Fey. That being said, going back and forth with that debate, I think I got to go with Tracy on that one. Not necessarily in that retrospect about the masturbation material. I don't go down that road. But
road's opening for you.
I think I got to go Tina Bay.
Tina Bay.
I think I have to go Sarah Palin over Tina Fey. Now, the interesting thing is...
It's an interesting debate, though.
This is all going to get
back
to
her. Are we doing Tina Fey looking like Sarah Palin? That's the debate. Not her, Tina Fey.
You can't replicate. I think she has to win if you go Tina Fey trying to look like Sarah
Maybe
Palin.
That's what it is. That's what I'm trying to say. When you're trying to imitate someone, well, you got to go with the originator.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat the original. That being said now, all this stuff gets back to people. You know, she's going to hear about this. What do you think her reaction is when she's sitting there and she's on a plane or something and her publicist turns around and go, hey, Sarah, so you got the ratings for your television show. Yeah, they're up. They're doing really well. You're going to be on Oprah next week. And, did you hear that Tracy Morgan said that you're very good masturbation material?
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. I am so thrilled to hear that because, I wish that Tracy told that to my daughter and then we wouldn't be in the predicament with her kids.
Well, you know, in last Alaska. You know, we don't have much of Tracy's colors up here.
But, yes, I've never seen a man that looked like that before.
I never knew for a man like that to like me like that.
Well, this is good. He's similar to our president. They're both African Americans.
What?
Oh, very cool.
Well, that's amazing.
I got dizzy.
Could you imagine now? Tracy Morgan works with Tina Fey on that god-awful 30 Rock show.
What does he say to her? You mean next time they see each other?
Yeah, next time they see each other. That has to come up. Like, you're on the set, and you're like, hey, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, these two people are very funny individuals. I think she goes up to him, and she gives a witty remark back, like, what's your problem there, Tracy? You don't think I'm masturbation material? I mean, that's the kind of witty woman she is, she would say back.
That's true. I don't know. I feel like, you know, anytime you have that sort of... those sort of topics come up, and you have a man and a woman. It's kind of awkward sometimes. I think, you know, I would like to be on a fly.
But it's Tracy Morgan and Tina Fey.
Set.
This is a different brand of people here we're talking about.
I guess it's not like Barbara Walters or something.
Outside the Box, we should mention the show name. I think like every so often, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
on radio.
And radio. Who knows?
Different topic than Sarah Palin and masturbation. This is a little different. You had an engagement encounter weekend or something like that, right?
Mike. Oh, boy.
What did you do?
Well, as we all know, we revealed in the last episode. I got engaged a couple weeks ago. We revealed it in the last podcast.
Your words are off today.
Yeah, words are off as the alcohol. And
I'm
looking for it out, baby. I got a contract offer somewhere. I'm looking for it out.
I'm doing a line on the board. Fire me.
So anyway.
I'm just saying.
No, please. I'm poor. Anyway, so my fiance gets the idea of, hey, you know, let's go to a bridal show. So I'm like, okay, you know, fine, whatever. We can go. This will be fun. She had just gone to one the week before with her mother and her sister. And so I'm like, okay, I'll go, whatever, I'll pay the piper. So we go to Norfolk. It's a bridal show. So that's already a 3-hour drive.
What time do you leave?
9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So it's a 3-hour drive. We get there, you know, we see our family, we do the family thing and all. And congratulations, Leon. Me, her, and her sister, we go over to the bridal show. Her mom meets us there like an hour later.
How big is this thing?
It was at a hotel. I think it was like a Hilton near Norfolk Airport. It wasn't very big, like your typical hotel ballroom lobby area.
Okay.
And, you know, there were a lot of people and stuff in there. The line, first of all, was outrageous. There was like 6 different lines feeding into one line, and no one knew, like, where they were going and what was going on. There was, like, registration stuff here and things there. There was no order. And I made the remark while in line, and I made it loud enough so people around me would hear me. I go, all I'm saying is, if this was a boat show or a gun show, there'd be one line and there'd be some order. When men run things, there's one line and there's order. And of course, you know, this,
you sound like a Nazi.
So there's a woman behind me, you know, kind of like I can hear her go, you know, kind of like she was like this big burly butch bitch. So she was like, you know, so
she's probably our biggest Outside the Box fan is going to come.
She probably plays for the
I got
Chiefs.
A story about you. I got Outside the Box fan mail today.
Oh, okay.
Same thing you got last week.
So so she's sitting there and, you know, she says that. And then finally we go inside and like these women are outrageous. It was literally like a pack of rabid dogs. I got hit by like 9 purses with women like rushing through. I got hit by elbows. And like, this is just a bridal show. You know, like.
The dress. How about the dress? You went to a dress. You know when they do like those big wedding dress sales?
They're savages.
Running? It's crazy.
They are savages. It literally is like piranhas feeding in a river or something.
It's amazing.
And so these women are everywhere, Mike. And there's.
I would love to have seen you. I would have paid money to see this.
All like the smallest like things in the world. I don't know anything about weddings. So, and obviously you're going through this right now too.
Yeah, sure.
So every little thing you see pops up and it's like, oh, this is nice. And you know, I'm like, oh shit, this is money. So, you know, there's all this little stuff. There was a lot of free cake samples. So I did appreciate that.
You do well there?
I did well there. I cleaned up there. You know.
Well.
But
we're going to have to try that strawberry shortcake just one more time to make sure we got the sugar right.
So here's the unselling part of everything. You know, there's not a lot of guys here. There were guys there. There's not a lot of guys.
What do you think? 3-1?
Yeah, probably about 3-1. And okay. A lot of the guys that were there, well, they looked like they probably weren't wearing the pants in those relationships. You know what I mean? So.
So what are you?
You know, I have hand, Michael, but occasionally, you know, occasionally the king has to make concessions to his followers, to the masses. That sounds really sexist and chauvinistic, I'm sure.
Yes, you're the prophet.
You know.
Take care of us.
So anyway.
I'm very into this story, by the way. Sometimes I'm not talking here, but I'm listening intently.
Toward the end of this thing, there's a fashion show. And I'm like, fucking great. There's a fashion show. There's the last thing that I want to see.
Now, is it dudes and women walking on the runway?
It was dudes and women. You know, women doing the dresses and stuff, and dudes doing the tuxes and stuff. So this fashion show, we get through everything. The lobby wasn't that big, so we get through everything. There's like an hour before the fashion show. We had to stand and wait for like 45 minutes.
There's nothing else to look at for 45 minutes?
We already seen everything.
Right.
So we had to stand and wait for like 45 minutes. Finally, this thing's happened.
Was there at least like a bar?
There was a cash bar. I did not partake because I looked around, and a lot of other people weren't drinking, and the people that were drinking were like the ghetto women, and I was like, I don't really want to be associated with them.
I would have a drink. I'd get one.
And I wanted to take it like a man. I kind of gauge my surroundings, and I like to conform to them, and I didn't see anyone else participating in that I would associate with, so I didn't want to, be different.
I'm surprised. You're a beer man.
Yeah, I am.
Just
but
one?
I figured, I'm here
just
for her.
Just take the edge off?
I'm here for her. I'm going to be a man and do it.
All right. So, you're a sweetheart.
Okay. And so finally this show starts. And, the women come out, they're modeling the dresses, and they're all like, clapping. Oh, that's nice. That's cute.
I like that strap.
So then these guys come out. And there's one dude who I can see where women would think he was an attractive dude or whatever.
You thought he was hot.
No, I can see where women would think he was an attractive
dude. He's a good looking man. You could say if another man's good looking.
I will not say that. I would say he was a decent looking man.
Okay. So in other words, he was an attractive
man. But he had like a really dark beard and kind of like a dark look to him. He looked like he was the kind of guy that like would be in a Lifetime movie, like the woman falls in love with him and then like he beats the shit out of her. That's what he
looked
like. Yeah,
that's on 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
Well, that's on every program
right after another. He's so great. Oh, wait a minute. He has a dark side.
Yeah. Well, that's what it looked like. That's what he looked like.
Right,
of course,
right.
They're all going nuts. Then the other guy comes out, and this is like fake-ass Tim Tebow, like 101. Like, he's got
See, the... You respect the first guy more. You respect the
I don't like people that hit people.
But you respect the killer that is, has that more rugged look than the Tim Tebow guy.
Well, the Tim Tebow guy just looked over-the-top fake.
Right.
I'm Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, you like the killers.
And they're
if you had to pick men, you'd pick a killer.
Oh, I pick whoever drinks the most. Yeah. But so they're doing the show, Fair. And they're walking up and down the runway, and these women are going nuts, Mike.
Like, what are they doing?
They're taking pictures, they're yelling, they're screaming, they're hot. Oh, he's so hot. And I'm looking around, and all these women have rings on their fingers. Like,
if you like
rings.
It, then they didn't put the ring on it. And they're going gaga over yelling, these dudes.
They're going nuts, and some of these guys are just sitting there like, my girl's in there going nuts over this dude. And I was there thinking, what the hell is this? Could you imagine if a man went to some sort of show and there were women walking up and down and was yelling like this?
Yeah, it's called a strip joint.
No, but let's say it was a little classier. Let's say it was something, I don't know, just any other modeling show.
Oh, of course it's unacceptable.
Or a Hooters bikini contest. And the guy was yelling and stuff.
Even if it's the show you are at, and let's say that it was divided and there just happened to be more men there and they were... girls walking down the runway showing off some bridal dress, and you're going, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, you would slap on the face
slap
for you,
on the
Leon.
Face, and they're going to make you sleep on the couch or something, I'm sitting there, and I'm like almost appalled and disgusted. These women are taking pictures, and they're screaming and stuff. And it's like, so what, you're going to like fall all over these dudes and go home to your guy with these pictures of like all these other dudes on your phone?
Right.
And then they're sitting there, and these guys know that these women are eating it up, So they keep coming out, and they keep taking off their jackets and making these gay-ass poses and stuff.
I can't wait. You should have been up there on the runway. Going up there.
I would have went Tommy Boy up there. That's what I should have did.
Yeah, I wish so. I'm sorry.
And I hate both of those guys.
It's just the way it is.
And it wasn't like a jealousy thing, because I could look like that too if I didn't drink beer all day and I worked out as much as I drank beer. Right. I would look like that too.
A little jealousy.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, come on,
no,
a
it
little.
Wasn't any, it wasn't any jealousy at all.
Not
I just
one
thought,
morsel in your bones.
No. I just thought it was hypocritical and was a bit of a double standard that they can sit there and behave like that. But if a man did that, he's the worst person in the world. He's a male chauvinist pig, and all you're doing is looking at women sexually and stuff.
Well, there is a double standard the other way, because if a woman is perceived to have, goes and hangs out with multiple men, well, she's called a slut, right? But if a guy were to do it, what's he called? The man. Oh, that guy's awesome. So it works both ways, to defend the women listeners here. It works both ways, and I think that's just some of the standards that we have.
It depends on the circumstance, though. There are women that hang out with a lot of dudes, and that's partially because they don't get along with other women.
I don't mean hang out in the sense of we're buddies, like, oh, okay, let's go watch that movie, or, let me go hang out with you while I do my physics homework. I mean, like, hooking up.
Oh, you mean, okay.
And that's how they're perceived. And men are perceived in a different light.
Yeah.
Men are perceived of as the man, and women are perceived as the slut. So I think, and from a woman's perspective, she's probably saying, well, why can't that be the equal the same way? So maybe there's just give and take with the way our cultures are set up as men and women.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm not really comfortable with it, and I wasn't really enjoying it. I'm glad that my girl behaved herself in a different
behaved
manner.
Behaved herself.
Well, you know what I mean? Carried herself in a different manner than that.
Well, that's
cool.
I respect that. She loves you.
Yeah, yeah, and I get that. So that's great, but that just really kind of miffed me and set me back there a little bit.
We got to get you on the stage for one of these things, and I'll hoot and holler for you.
You will?
Take it off, Leon. Shake it, baby.
I'll come on there WWE style. I'm like, you know, one of those like underwear-looking things that those wrestlers wear. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Listen, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon here on otbpodcast.com. You also could be listening to us on SiegelPodcast.com, or maybe our iTunes are finally up and you're listening to us on iTunes. Regardless, we appreciate you listening to us
here. Or you hacked someone's computer and found this downloaded.
That's very true as well. Speaking of computers, Mike, and hacking, you know, a few minutes left here on the program. This whole thing in Egypt.
Yeah.
Are you up to speed?
Well, I'm not as up to speed as I should be. I'll be honest with you, but I have the gist of what's going on.
Okay, in case you've been living under a rock or West Virginia or Pittsburgh somewhere where there's no electricity.
There's no... You see, I find offense to that. I mean, come on.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Okay. Greater Pittsburgh probably has electricity. Outside of that, probably not.
There, I mean, the boondockies, same as here in Virginia.
What?
Same could be said here in Virginia.
Oh, I'm committed, and I've been down there. You go south of Blacksburg, there ain't much electricity down there. There ain't much teeth, there ain't much electricity, there ain't much anything. There is a lot of coal, though.
And beer and football.
And moonshine. There are Tennessee fans down there.
And hockey fans.
No, hockey fans.
We had someone ask you why you were a hockey fan today, and I think that is a very racial comment.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Because you're black, and you like hockey.
Because I'm black. As LeVar Arrington would say.
But that was, he's going, wow, how could you like hockey?
Well, he watches Disney, so I'm not really going to honor that.
Well, why didn't you respond with that? But go ahead
I don't want to hurt his feelings. So anyway, if you've been living under a rock or somewhere, there's no electricity. Of course, all these protests going on in Egypt, turmoil, people are burning things, police cars in the streets and stuff. It's mad. Pretty much shit has hit the fan there.
Oh, it's nutso zone.
And a lot of this, Mike, stems from, you know, free speech, and they want free elections and all this stuff, and, you know, the freedoms that we have here, and we take for granted sometimes, and they want that. Here's the thing that got me thinking, though. If all this shit was going down here in America, what would you do? If we had some sort of oppressed freedom of speech and all this stuff going down, and people start taking to the streets, and people are burning cars, and there's mass, this country is just going down the tube. It's like over there right now. What would you do?
Well, are we saying then that you're not going to work?
Yeah, I mean, all these people that are in the streets, I don't think anyone's going to work right now over in Egypt. I don't know how people are making money. I mean, if you watch Al Jazeera, this is like 24/7 stuff. They got a curfew.
Maybe, Leon, I should be more passionate about my country and everything. I think I'd honestly go home, drink beer, and play the Nintendo Wii and watch the net games and say, you know what? You do what you need to do.
There's no net game.
I'm going to have my mini vacation at home.
There's no Nets game. The games are canceled, just like the Egyptian Soccer League and stuff. All that's on hold.
You think they'd cancel the New Jersey Nets? I'm joking. Okay, so there's no sports?
There's no sports.
Can I have my Wii?
The United States was supposed to play Egypt in soccer.
Well, they ain't doing that.
In Cairo, February 9th, that got canceled.
Yeah, I'm not making that trip.
Yeah. So,
can I have my Wii?
I guess you can have your Wii, but if people are tearing shit up and there's no electricity, what are you going
to
do?
I live in a gated community. They're not getting to me. I have a gate.
There is
a gate that commutes my tea.
Yeah,
no way.
I used to live there. That gate's open 95% of the time, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry within 30 miles is in the pool in the summer. They look at you weird.
Oh, God, that gets me so angry. During the summer, that's a podcast.
But what?
I guess
what
that's
do
all
you do?
I guess I would hide and hang out. Unless I was so passionate about it, I would get in there.
Let me tell you something. I don't even know what the cause was. Even if it was a cause that I wasn't involved in, I would totally take this time to do some mayhem.
What do you mean by mayhem?
If there's people out there and they're looting and they're burning and they're rioting, I am in this shit, Michael. I am going. I'm burning cars. I'm throwing Molotov cocktails. I don't even have to know what the cause is. If there's a mob, I'm joining.
So why don't you just move to LA and get it over with?
Well, that's very true. We just need someone to beat Rodney King again.
There you go.
We can get this going.
You would really do that? No bullshit. You would go in there and start tipping over cars.
Just maybe not the whole thing. just for 20 minutes, just to say that you did it, you know?
Can you lift a car?
But you got
you
40,
can't lift a car.
You have 47 other people doing it with you.
Come on, man. Let's go lift this Chevy.
You know, someone says, all right, Leon, come on. Let's turn this Prius over and set it on fire. Fuck yeah. Well, A, I'm going to set the Prius on fire anyway because I don't like them. But B, hell yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
The Prius don't like you.
Yeah.
That Prius is like, there's that.
I don't like people that drive
shit,
Priuses.
I
don't like Prius people.
My cousin drives a Prius.
I don't like them.
My dad does.
I don't like him.
My mom does. My grand aunt, Sarah.
I like your relatives that drive Priuses. Other than that, they can all go to hell.
Jacqueline, who works in our department, drives a Prius.
She doesn't drive a Prius.
She drives a Prius.
Yeah, well, she's all right. She's a good egg.
Yeah, because you know the person.
Yeah. Anyway.
I've just shown your little statement to be faulty.
No, I'm not trying to throw people under the bus.
Yeah, you're trying to throw them under a Prius.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't do very much as a Prius. But no, I think I would take this time to go on some wanton violence, some mayhem, some looting maybe, a little bit, just to see what it was. You know, Mike, one of my things I always wanted to do was go to England and be in the soccer riot. You know, so
you just want
to
be in a riot. That's the bottom line.
I just want to see what it's like.
We'll get you in a riot.
The being the mob. But then after that, I think I would hightail my ass to Canada, where we'll probably be a little bit more safe then. That's just my thoughts. I can't imagine you watch the news though and you see everything that's going on right now. I'd be scared as hell living there.
I would too. It would terrify me. I'm a big wimp. I like my little privileged little life here. Gotta say, it's nice.
You do belong to the upper crust, Michael.
I do. I am the upper crust. That's for me. I come home and eat sushi and watch television.
Whenever we talk about you on here and your high-class lifestyle, we need to get some nice classical music playing. I'll have that for the next show.
Is my lifestyle that high-class? Is it really?
You know, your finger in the air.
Is it?
And
your lifestyle, it might be a little more than mine.
No.
It could be.
Why don't we
describe them and let the OTB family decide?
You want to do a life swap, huh? What was that show on ABC where they had people switch families and stuff? You want to go do that? You want to live a week in the life of Leon?
I don't know. Okay, never mind.
No, not like that.
No, you want to your old room back?
You want to go drink some beers and you want to go drink some?
I'm going to shut up. All right, we're switching. For a day, I'll be you and you be me. No, I'm serious.
You can take it.
How about you walk in with New York Giants hat. You come in and you can drink coffee.
No. It's
more
than that.
No. Let's make it like total swap. I'll wear your Capitals crap. Like, let's totally swap.
I'm talking more than that. I'm talking, you got to go home. You got to go to the crew, man. You got to go to the boonies. You got to go where I'm from.
No. Well, Leon, we don't have. I'm not going to your house and showing up your mom's door and being like, it's me, your son, Leon. You got white and skinny.
Well,
that's the whole bit.
You got to go down there.
But I think if we want to,
you got to hang out with some good old boys.
A realistic bit is we just do it around the office, and I'll be you and you be me for the day, and see if people pick it up here in the office.
I think
that's a fair. I mean, really, I can't go to your house. I barely have time to go to my own. Charlottesville.
That's very true.
Let's do that at work. We'll figure it out one day.
We'll figure it out one day. I think a lot of people here would be oblivious to it.
I'd be curious to see people's reaction when I'm walking around with cap shit. You have the Giants hat on. We'll think of some other ideas when we have a little time on what we could do that are, say, role reversal us.
I think people would still come up to us and be like, hey, can you throw up some boxes and take some shit to the attic?
Never mind.
Suddenly, Mike will values his job. Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. I think that's about going to do it, Mike. I think we're about out of time here on
that
this
is.
Lovely episode.
Good show, Leon.
Good show. Make sure to check us out online. Once again, otbpodcast.com. Make sure to go to the upper right-hand corner of the website and purchase some merchandise. Because, damn it, we don't get paid for this.
We've made $4
for
one purchase. $5.
Yes, that's very true. But you can support this show by buying content, merchandise on there. So make sure to check us out on there. Also, make sure to like us on Facebook. Search for Out of the Box with Mike and Leon. Up to 186 friends.
You know what number 300 gets? $10 to wherever they want. Or is it $20?
No, it's $20. Gift certificate wherever you want. You know, it doesn't even have to be a restaurant. You want Hooters? You want Dick's Sporting Goods? You want Bada Bing Strip Club? I'll make it happen for you.
Bada Bing Strip Club. That's in New Jersey.
Sopranos.
Really called the Satin Dolls.
The Satin Dolls? Mm-hmm. You want to go there? Outside the Box road trip?
Outside the Box to Tony Soprano. You can walk in as the Big Bear.
Hey, Tony. Hey, no way, that's Seinfeld.
Tony. Now that We need to do the Seinfeld reality show tour.
But check us out on there. Also on Twitter at OTB Podcast. And also you can email us at OTBpodcasting at gmail.com. I don't know what the fuck the email is.
No, don't worry about the email. The email
don't worry about the email.
The email is dead.
You got something? Write it on our Facebook wall.
Do Facebook.
Send us an IM or something, or a carrier pigeon, a homeless guy. I don't know. Any last thoughts here, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready for bed. I'm tired.
You're tired? You're ready for bed? Sleepy? Yeah. Well, that's going to do it. Until then, walk like an Egyptian, riot like an Egyptian.
I like the music choice.
Waste Your Boss's Time and Money, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Pittsburgh
is a good fuck yourself. Pittsburgh is a great city. I love you, Pittsburgh. Don't ever listen to him. You're 10 times better than this fool. You're a piece of crap, Leon.
Go Packers, Pittsburgh. You go fuck yourself.
Bring those up. Stop that. Before the here we go steal or something. Egyptians.